Tomorrow, Tuesday, is town meeting day in Vermont, and residents across the state will be voting on local school budget proposals. But a debate playing out in Montpelier right now could have a far bigger role in how much money districts get to educate their students. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawmakers and the Scott administration are contemplating a generational shift in Vermont's school funding formula.
The school funding debate is over something called pupil weighting. And if that sounds dry and bureaucratic and boring to you, then you probably haven't discussed the issue with Alex Yin.
If we believe in a democracy in this thing, you need an educated citizenship. That's what we're fundamentally fighting for here. You know, it's really the Vermont now and the Vermont for the future.
Yin is a member of the Winooski School Board, and the fight he's talking about involves a fundamental rethinking of how the state distributes financial resources to Vermont schools. At the heart of the debate, according to Secretary of Education Dan French, lies a simple premise.
Different types of students cost more to educate.
The problem, Alex Yin says, is that Vermont's current funding formula doesn't do enough to acknowledge that reality. Winooski, for instance, serves a large population of young new Americans. The district has more than 300 English language learners in kindergarten through 12th grade. Collectively, they speak 18 different languages.
If you go into a different country, it's not like I pick up the language right away. You actually need the additional support to learn. That's why we have foreign language classes. And it's not that it's not an intelligence issue. They know three other languages. They just don't know English, right? And so you've got to provide that support.
Legislation introduced in both the House and Senate this year would effectively change the way the education fund gets sliced in Vermont and give bigger pieces to districts that have a large percentage of English language learners. The legislation gives new weight to other factors as well, including school size and the rurality of the district. But by far the biggest proposed change, and the one that would have the largest effect on resource distribution, involves students who come from poverty.
Nationally, there's a great body of research that says that students in poverty come to school with very different learning needs.
Tammy Colby is a professor at the University of Vermont, and she co-authored a 2019 study that inspired the pupil weighting legislation. Colby says kids from poverty are more likely to come to school with trauma and other mental health issues, and the districts called upon to educate those students incur expenses that wealthier districts don't.
You know, we have districts and schools in this state who have washing machines in their schools because students don't have access to laundry facilities in their homes.
Many education officials say the contrast between rich districts and poor districts is getting starker. Allison Knott has been on the Board of Commissioners in the Rutland School District for 7 years.
Our K through 8 is about 95% of our students are in poverty.
Knott says Rutland's capacity to serve those students has been strained by a funding formula that barely considers the higher costs involved.
You know, it costs a lot less to educate a student that has much less needs than a student that has more significant needs. So if you can't provide resources to meet the needs, you're not providing equitable education.
And that issue of equity isn't just a moral question. It carries enormous legal consequences as well. The Vermont Constitution requires the state to ensure an equal educational opportunity to all students, regardless of what district they happen to be enrolled in. Dover Representative Laura Sebelia says that under the current pupil weighting system, which has been in place for nearly 25 years now, Vermont has abrogated that constitutional duty.
100%. And I believe that we have been abrogating that duty for quite some time, and that 2 decades worth of students have been harmed.
Secretary of Education Dan French agrees, and he says if lawmakers don't voluntarily adjust pupil weights to account for the real cost of educating different students, then courts will likely force them to. But French says that will no doubt become a highly charged political exercise, because while districts with disproportionately high rates of poverty will gain resources, other districts will lose them. Communities in Brighton, Hancock, and Searsburg, for example, would see local spending capacity soar under the new weighting proposal. Residents of Colchester, Montpelier, and Hartford, meanwhile, would have their spending power diminished. If legislation in the House passes, some wealthier districts could have to raise local property tax rates by more than 20% in order to get the same amount of money they're getting right now. Lawmakers are looking for ways to soften that blow, but Orange County Senator Mark McDonald foresees resistance ahead.
They're not going to want to give up the funds that they have to spend on their school districts, which are desirable and people want to go to and get high test scores.
Winooski School Board member Alex Yin says students in his district deserve the same shot.
Is that when I watch the students, we have great successes, but I also know that those are the exception and not the norm. Like, I believe in meritocracy. Don't get me wrong. I think there's a level of merit. If all the other things are level, it is not level. That's the problem.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.